Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Going to be a little bit of a different episode this time. When last you heard the show, it was the bonus show. We had done our Oscar theme, the Golden Naked Man Awards. We had a good time, and that was Sunday night after the Oscars. And Monday morning, I got a call from my dad, and he said, she's gone. My mom passed away February 25th, 2013. Almost 6 years after she had a massive, massive stroke. And I apologize if you're looking for comedy. This may not be the place right now. But I just wanted to do a little something to let people know why we won't have a regular show for the next couple of weeks. I know we'd planned on doing two shows a week, and we were going to launch it right away. And I was very excited about that, and I still am. But it's time for me to go home and back to Vermont, take care of some business, take care of my family, take care of my dad. And in the meantime, I'm going to dig back into the archive because I know we have a lot of new listeners, and we'll go back into some of the older shows before Ted and Christiana joined the posse here, and try and pull a few funny shows up that you might not have heard, or at least you haven't heard for a while. And those are going to go up next week and the week after that. Hopefully, right around the 20th, we'll go back and start with two shows a week, fresh new shows for you. Had a lot of great stuff to talk about too. So I am looking forward to that, but, and I don't know how long this show is going to be today. I honestly don't, because this is completely, almost completely off the cuff. Because I wanted to talk about my mom, Marianne Darling, born Marianne Perry, December 19th, 1946, was my mom. And she was a great lady. When I was growing up as a kid, I didn't always recognize it because we don't. We're kids. We're stupid. We don't know what we have. So one of the things my mom liked was bluegrass music, and one of her favorite artists was Ricky Skaggs. So I'm going to take a minute, play a little bit of Ricky Skaggs for her, and take a little break, compose my thoughts, and talk to you again in a minute.
Well, these Highway 40 blues, I've walked holes in both my shoes. Since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights of home. Waste of time and money too. Squandered youth in search of truth. But in the end I had to lose. Lord above, I paid my dues. Got the Highway 40 blues. The highway car when I was young told me lies of things to come. Fortune lies ahead. It's what the billboard liked to say. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb. My money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the Highway 40 blues. Thank you.
rolling stone from town to town. Met pretty girls, I have to say, but none of them could make me stay. Well, I played the music halls and bars, had fancy clothes and big fine cars. Things a country boy can't use, Dixieland sure miss you. Got the Highway 40 blues.
That's Ricky Skaggs and the Highway 40 Blues on the Nate Darling Show Special Edition. It's I'm Nate, and this is a tribute to my mom, who just passed away. So thanks for indulging me in a few memories. I remember when I found out, I don't remember exactly how old I was, probably about 12 or so, because my parents really only listened to country music and old country music and bluegrass and stuff like that. And as a kid, it just never spoke to me. What's interesting is songs like the Highway 40 Blues that I just played is about rambling and not staying in one place, and nothing could be further from exactly how both of my parents, but my mom in particular, sort of lived their lives. They grew up, they were born in northern Vermont in the Northeast Kingdom, and lived there their entire lives. They didn't go rambling. They didn't go out and do a bunch of different stuff. They liked it where they were, and that's where they stayed. As their son, it was kind of interesting because I wanted nothing to do but go somewhere else and do other things. But I remember at one point I asked my mom, you know, why the country music? And she goes, oh, well, I like rock and roll music too. It's just, you know, your father likes country music and I like country music. So, and he doesn't like rock music. So that was one of the things that she sort of gave up, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but she always looked for something that she could share with somebody else as opposed to, the thing that would be hers. She was very selfless like that. So when I was shuffling through a little box, I had some 45s in it, including one from the Beach Boys. So this one's for you, Mom. Boys, and wouldn't it be nice? It's the Nate Darling Show, and it's a tribute to my mom, and I'm going to say it over and over again because she deserves it. You think back to when you're a kid and all the times your parents try and teach you something or, you know, impart wisdom to you, and you never listen because you're a kid and you're stupid. And you look back on all the stuff that you could have learned and you should have learned, but you didn't learn. And I know that's sort of something that we could all share. Although maybe you're the one exception to the rule who listened and paid attention to what your parents said and didn't think they were stupid. You know, those ages between, say, I don't know, 13 and 18, stuff like that. But, one of the things my mom always taught me was to try and treat people the way you want to be treated, which I try to do. I hope everybody else tries to do, too. She was someone who went above and beyond to help other people when they needed it. And, you know, she'll be remembered fondly. But, you know, whether this is the time or not, there are a few things that need to be said. She did have her faults, as everybody does. One of her faults was she didn't really trust doctors and a lot of prescription medication and stuff like that. And so she didn't want to take certain things, some of which might have prevented the stroke that put her in the position that she was in. And that's one of the things that I just wanted to impart to people. A stroke is one of the most horrible things that can happen to somebody, because it robs you of so much in terms of what you can do and what you can't do. It was like someone almost reset her brain back to when she was, 2 years old at times. And while there was development from there, it never came back. Some people do recover. Most other people don't. Strokes are a very serious thing. So I would hope that you would sort of take a look at what strokes are, what causes strokes, and pay attention. If you've got some warning signs in yourself or in your loved ones, get them to a doctor and get them to listen to the doctor, because it's not worth it. It just isn't. So that's the sad lesson from this whole thing. But that's the only... not even bad thing. It's just a fault, and everybody's got fault because they're human. As much as you'd like to look up to people, everybody's human. Everybody's got their faults and foibles. But it's something you learn as you get a little bit older that, it's just something you deal with. You do the best you can with what you have, the information you have, and you move forward to try and do your best for the people around you. And that was always what she did. Playing a little bit of Ricky Skaggs. This is a song that drove me nuts when I was a kid. It just, I don't know why, but it did. Again, nothing like my parents. They liked music that depicted stuff that wasn't about them at all. Because I don't really recall my parents having big blowout fights ever. That whole, locking somebody out and... the knockdown drag-out fight, that didn't happen in my house. It just didn't. And it was a fortunate thing for me that I got to grow up somewhere while, we grew up on a... I grew up on a dairy farm. There was work to be done, and work was done. But there was plenty of caring and nurturing and all the stuff that you would expect and that you need to grow up and do things right. And... I just want to thank my mom and my dad both for giving me the tools to go out into the world and succeed as best I could. Because I see a lot of people who don't get that, and it's maddening when I see that. Because, like, how can you do that to somebody? Put them out into the world and not get them ready for what it's like to have to go in and do a job that you don't necessarily like or you don't necessarily want to do. And deal with people that drive you crazy. because that's what happens in the world. And I was lucky enough to have two parents who took the time to make sure I understood all that before I went out into the world. Was it always fun? No. No, it was not. But ultimately, it was worth it, because you deal with things as an adult that if you're not ready for will absolutely tear you down to your foundations. And if your foundations aren't strong, then it's really hard to build back up. So remember that as you have kids, if you're raising your kids, give them the tools to succeed in life, not necessarily the tools to be your best friend. That'll come later. And, you know, when they're adults, they'll appreciate it. And it might suck. You don't get to have your best pal to hang around with, but it's worth it to them. It's worth it to me. So I think that's about it. I don't want to go on too long, too boring for people. But Mom, wherever you are, I don't know if you can hear this or not. I don't know if there is a place where you go. I really don't. But if there is, I hope it's better. And I hope you're having a good time. Because you've earned it. You deserve it. And I love you. And that'll do it for this episode. Gonna have some old shows for you to experience again, or experience for the first time over the next couple weeks. And like I said before, hopefully around March 20th, we'll get back to fresh new shows for you to enjoy. I'm going to wrap it up with a band that my mom would have hated. Good Charlotte. The song's called Thank You, Mom. So, thank you, Mom. And take a little extra time. Tell your parents you love them. Tell your kids you love them. Give them a hug while you still can. And just appreciate each other. And I want to thank all my friends who've reached out to express their condolences and let me know that they're there if I need them. It means more to me than you guys will ever know. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. We'll be talking to you soon with another new show. I promise it'll be funny. Because you guys have earned it. In the meantime, here's some Good Charlotte. The song's called Thank You, Mom. This is the Nate Darling Show. We'll see you on down the road. Yeah.
do to say these words to you?